Hello and welcome to this daily devotional podcast presented by Concord United Methodist Church. We hope that you'll find this time of scripture, reflection, and prayer a refreshing part of your daily walk with God. This series of devotionals follows our daily Bible reading plan, which coincides with our current sermon series, This Is Us, Genesis in Context. You can find the scripture readings for today by downloading our daily Bible reading plan. You can find that plan at concordunited.org/Bible. Finally, we invite you to share this podcast with family, friends, or anyone who might benefit from it. Today's devotional was written and presented by me, Pastor Mike Stallings. The scripture is Genesis chapters 23 and 24. There are times when my wife and I are watching a television series and we'll use the term bridge episode. It's an episode in which not much action happens, but pieces of the story are set in place for the next major plot development. The viewer has to get from one place in the story to the next place. Today's scripture passage has the feel of a bridge episode. Sarah has died, Abraham is getting on in years, and Isaac is still without a wife. When we really start digging in deep with this episode, we can see the shadow of a theme that has been running through the entire Abraham, Sarah, Isaac storyline. God made a covenant to make a great nation, but we don't see it happening. Maybe we should help God out. There is a shadow of doubt lurking beneath the surface of the action. First, Abraham doesn't trust Isaac to keep the marriage in the family. Abraham is afraid that Isaac will take up with one of those alluring Canaanite women, and surely God wouldn't want that. He sends his servant to some relatives who were both figuratively and literally distant cousins, and Isaac can't go on the trip. He might not come back home, and even though God promised that this land would be given to Isaac, what if God can't convince Isaac to come back home? Maybe Abraham is trying to arrange situations because he still has a little uncertainty that God is actually going to bring this promise to fruition. Second, the servant, who we're told is Abraham's oldest and most trustworthy servant, has obviously put his faith in Abraham's God, but still asks for a clear and unique sign from God. I'm not blaming the servant. This is a wish that I believe every one of God's people has. Just show me clearly what to do, God, and I'll do it. But what we really ask for when we ask for those signs is to be released from having to rely on faith alone. A sign is knowledge. And sure, there are times when God grants us that grace, but the currency of God is faith, an inner conviction that God's will is done despite our not seeing the how. Maybe the servant isn't completely sure that God could overrule any mistake that he would make in choosing Isaac's bride. Finally, we have the character of Laban, who will be so important in upcoming episodes of Genesis. Laban is not the official head of Rebekah's family, but he seems to be the acting head of it. He really doesn't seem to care too much about this God business that the servant is talking about. Instead, we're told that he sees the impressive and expensive gifts that the servant has brought, and all of those camels. It's clear that Laban sees that a potential gravy train has come right into his camp. If Rebekah marries this Isaac guy, then surely Laban will himself come into some wealth. Oh, she should definitely go. The overarching lesson in this story is that, with the benefit of hindsight, we know that God fulfilled every promise. The promise that Abraham would be a father of nations and that all nations of the world would be blessed through him would be accomplished despite so many people trying to manipulate events and help God out. The same is so true for so many of us. We know exactly what God should do, and we're not hesitant to let God know exactly how it should be done. After all, we're here on the ground, and God is, well, somewhere far away. But God looks past all our attempts to manipulate and scheme events and works the plans and promises in God's own time and activity. There's great grace in that. If we look carefully, we can see with somewhat red faces just how terribly things would have turned out if God had listened to our suggestions rather than lovingly ignoring us and working as God will. There's one more point I find interesting. At the end of this episode, both Rebecca and Isaac, despite having never seen each other, clearly fall in love with each other. It's a little detail, but a beautiful one. Love within a marriage in those days wasn't the important piece that it is today. Women were meant to be breeders of children and laborers in the camp. But Isaac doesn't see her only in this way. He loves her. Not only does this foreshadow the love that Isaac's son Jacob will have for Rachel many years later, but it just shows that God can make something beautiful out of our sometimes messy family affairs. Let us pray. Gracious God, thank you for ignoring our attempts to take over and tell you what to do. Thank you for the grace of loving us through our ignorance, pride, and impetuousness. Help us to always have faith in you despite our doubts. Amen. Thank you for listening to today's daily devotional. This podcast is a ministry of Concord United Methodist Church. For more information about our church, including worship times, mission opportunities, and study groups, please visit our website at concordunited.org. We also invite you to visit our YouTube channel, where you can see past worship services, including the current sermon series, This Is Us, Genesis in Context. Finally, we would be honored if you gave this podcast a positive rating so that others can find it and benefit from it.